Also from Melbourne, we've seen in recent weeks the training partnership of Kieran Maher and David Eustace. David came here a few years ago with an international horse and decided to stay, and now he's in this training partnership with Kieran. Morning to you, Dave.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. What was the horse you brought down?
I've got two down. A horse called Farage, who was based in the McKinnon, and my ambivalent ran in the cup
That's it, they're the
a
two.
few seasons ago. My ambivalent didn't run very well in the cup. She was a nightmare to train there, but Farage turned McKinnon, ran very well,
You've
and
been
ended up staying.
working with Kieran since then or around that time, and now you've gone into this partnership. It's a great opportunity for both of you, I guess, or particularly yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I was very, very grateful for the opportunity. I've spent 2 years with Kieran and a year with Peter Moody and a year with Luke Roman in Sydney. So we've had a couple of good seasons here. It made sense for both parties to go in partnership.
Yeah, it's a great thing for you. Well, I guess the horse that is on everybody's lips is Jamaica, entered for the PB Lawrence. Has there been any decision whether we're going to see a race or anything into the future?
Oh, not yet. She worked this morning and worked okay. We just want to see how she comes through, really. We don't have to make a call until tomorrow morning. So that'll naturally be worked out today. And we'll sort of let everyone know, obviously, in the morning.
Was the stable okay with her last trial, or did it sort of put you back thinking, does she want to do it?
Yeah, look, the enthusiasm is there. That's for sure. Like she's herself around the stable, and she's a relatively easy read, and that she gets around the place very enthusiastically. And you sort of know when she's right. I suppose just whether she's feeling the effects of such a long layoff. She's of course it always improves deeper into a prep, and never was. Anywhere close to our best first up. So whether she's going to make that improvement through the prep or not, her trial was okay the other day at Cranbourne. She's not always who trials that well, but she certainly has gone better than that in the past. So it's a fine line, and you're obviously dealing with a high class horse who wants to be after. So as you say, that'll just have to be worked out in the next sort of 12.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. And visually, I mean, you mentioned she worked this morning. Does she give you the way she galloped, the way she pulls up, that she's enjoying it getting out there?
Yeah, absolutely. Like her action is as good as ever. And she worked in company with the horse today and worked pretty well. When Melon had a 7 hour this morning, a female rider on Saturday, and she races. And he was happy with her action. So we'll just do the regular checks over the next day or so and see that they come back positive.
Yep, understand. Sorry, Kieran, David, who did you say was going to ride?
Oh, Ben Mellon was
Ben
on there
Mellon.
this morning, and
Yep.
he might ride her if she does go to the races or not.
Yep, okay. All right, well, we'll wait and see what unfolds with Jamaica. I wanted to ask you, I've written down here not a single doubt. It's not a single
Not a single cent.
cent, that's it. How's the, I'm going to say 3-year-old come up this
Yeah,
preparation?
he's a 3-year-old colt. He won the sires at Flemington as a maiden, and then was fairly unlucky both starts in Sydney. Has furnished really well since then, and actually had his second trial this morning. Trial very well. He's not a horse who shows a huge amount at home. Certainly a horse that. He's sort of a fairly typical colt, lay back at home, but saves it all for race day. And he'll either kick off next Saturday at Moonee Valley over 12 or the McNeil Caulfield in a couple of weeks. But he hasn't missed a beat, and he looks to be coming up a treat.
Beautiful. Mate, good luck with the partnership. I hope everything works out. There's a large stable of horses there, and we'll wait for the decision on Jamaica over the next 24 hours. Thanks for your time this morning, Dave.
No worries. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, mate.